Bale News at 7. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Police in Prince George's County are investigating the shooting death of a young girl last night. They say it happened in Owasco in rural southeastern Prince George's County just before 10 p.m. The Post reports the girl may have been around 11 years old. Police say nobody's in custody and they're not ruling anything out, including the possibility that the shooting was accidental. A family member in the home with the girl called police. They said the kind of gun was not specified and they didn't say if a gun was recovered at the scene. It's been over a month now, and there are still no answers into who killed a police detective in Baltimore.
Detective Sean Suter was shot in the head with his own weapon back on November 15th while working in a high-crime neighborhood. He was due to testify the next day before a grand jury investigating indicted police colleagues. Baltimore Police Spokesman T.J. Smith says that tips are still coming in, and the unsolved case is, quote, still considered an active murder investigation. Smith also noted the FBI hasn't responded to the Baltimore Police Commission request 3 weeks ago that the federal agency take over the investigation. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And Baltimore Police Commissioner Kevin Davis has repeatedly said his department has no reason to believe Suter's death was connected to his pending testimony. We are learning more about Everett Aaron Jameson, the man the FBI says was planning a terror attack in San Francisco around Christmas.
The criminal complaint talks about a letter that authorities found inside his home this week. And the letter said parts like this. He said, "Long live Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi," of course, the leader of ISIS. Also writing, "You've allowed Donald J. Trump to give away Al-Quds to the Jews," referring there to Jerusalem. Also, "We have penetrated and infiltrated your disgusting country."
That's correspondent Jessica Schneider. Jameson had been discharged from the Marines for failing to disclose that he had asthma. The FBI says he was planning an attack similar to the Halloween truck attack in New York. The White House has lost another attempt to put on hold a requirement that it allow transgender people to enlist in the military starting next month. A decision by the three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals is the latest court decision to go against the White House. Issue may end up now before the Supreme Court. President Trump tweeted in July the federal government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the military. Several challenges to that proposed ban are ongoing. The Pentagon has said the enlistment of transgender recruits will start on January 1st and go on during the legal battles. President Trump put off a government shutdown by signing a temporary spending bill before heading to Mar-a-Lago to celebrate the holidays. But lawmakers won't have much time to pass a new budget once they get back.
The House must feel pretty confident about their ability to do it because they pushed back their return to Washington until January 8th. That will leave them 11 days to come up with another solution to keep the government running. The continuing resolution that President Trump signed this morning runs through January 19th.
That's correspondent Karen Kafa. The Senate also postponed voting on a disaster relief bill for areas hit by hurricanes and wildfires. And a D.C. council member has something of a proposition for whoever stole his wife's car. Get in touch with me, and I'll set you up with a lawyer and a career training program. Councilmember Robert White put out the call on Facebook, including his phone number there. He tells the Post he discovered his wife's car gone Thursday morning while his car and his brother-in-law's car had been broken into. No word if the thief took him up on the offer. Sports, the Caps fall to one of the league's worst teams, losing to Arizona 3-2 in overtime. They're in Vegas tonight. Wizards got blown out in Brooklyn, 119-84. They're back home for the Magic tonight. In college hoops, Georgetown hosting Alabama A&M this afternoon. We'll check traffic and weather next.
Hi, it's Chris Plant. You're less than 2 weeks away from joining me at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. Do you have your tickets yet? You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a super deluxe three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package now before they sell out at WMAL.com/New Year.
Space is limited. Book your package today.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
7:05 now as we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with James Stanley.
Yeah, streets continue to get wet and slick throughout the morning hours, so be sure and watch for that. But a couple of problems this morning already creeping up on this Saturday. 270 southbound from 370 to about Shady Grove. There's a crash off on the right shoulder. A couple of emergency vehicles there on that right shoulder, too, so watch for that as you go through. And then a little further down, 370, the eastbound ramp to get on to 270 southbound. Getting word of a crash there, blocking a couple of lanes on the right side. You're still able to get onto those southbound 70 lanes without any major issues. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain most of the day today into the mid-60s for a high. Clearing out tonight down to the mid-30s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy in the mid-40s. We're at 47 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
How would you like to succeed with your New Year's resolution before the new year even starts? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, heard right here every weekend. Your New Year's resolution probably calls for you to improve your personal finances to make sure you'll be able to live the lifestyle you want in retirement. No need to wait to January. Take advantage of the holiday downtime to schedule an appointment right now with an Edelman financial planner. You'll be amazed how fast and easy it is. We do all the work for you. It's even fun. And getting started now means you can start the new year knowing that your personal finances and your investments are in order. We've been helping people just like you for more than 30 years. So call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. And click that red button to schedule a call.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
There's still time to enroll in a master's degree program at UMUC. Choose from the award-winning MBA, new cloud computing architecture masters, or one of our graduate cybersecurity programs. No GRE or GMAT required, so get started fulfilling your dreams today. Classes start January 3rd. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Saturday morning update, Christmas weekend on WMAL, and a Merry Christmas to John Gizzi. How are you, John?
I'm doing just fine, and a Merry Christmas to you and to all our friends in Radio Land.
Of course, John Gizzi is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And, John, finally a victory at the White House, and quite a victory party the other day.
Quite a victory lap by the president and the Republican members of the House and Senate. It was passed strictly along party lines, albeit with 12 defections in the final vote in the House. Most of those came from large states, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and California, where the deductibility of state taxes from federal taxes being eliminated was just too much. Some said the answer is now for those members to go back home and make the case for their state legislatures to lower taxes. We'll see if that happens. I noted at the White House that very visibly were some of the members who voted for the measure in going out and talking to reporters about how this helps the middle-class wage earner. Two noteworthy people I spoke to were Senators Toomey of Pennsylvania and Perdue of Georgia, both of whom ran their own businesses, actually hired people, and signed the front of paychecks. Both of them made the point that anyone who makes $24,000 a year is going to benefit from the tax reform package. In addition, workers in the United States, in many cases, prospect of $4,000 to $9,000 a year in raises, and overall, the lowering of the corporate tax, which they describe as benefiting the worker because it will allow higher wages and the opportunity to make more money, were pushed by the businessmen senators very strongly. They knew how to make the case that, to be perfectly honest, had the White House been making it a few months back, you wouldn't see 55% of Americans say they don't want this bill. Meantime, a postscript. Wells Fargo, AT&T, Comcast, and so many other businesses gave very generous Christmas bonuses and raises to their employee on the assumption that this is going to work next year. We'll find out.
You have experienced watching politics and watching politicians try and turn the tide. The Republicans will have about 10 months in the new year to sell the tax bill, and people will begin to see in their paychecks, theoretically, they will see savings on their taxes. Do they have the ability to turn the public opinion in that time frame, or once the public has turned against them, it's hard to turn them back around?
No, and I've seen this before. Let me give you an example. Ronald Reagan's Tax and Budget Acts of 1981 did not take effect. In fact, he went on television to say, and I quote, "People say that the measures that we passed are not working." And they're right. They're not, because they haven't taken effect right away. Now, when they did kick in, it was 1983, and we began to see the fastest growth up to that point since the end of World War II, in terms of unemployment going down, more revenue coming into the federal coffers. It was all working nicely. Unfortunately for President Reagan, it didn't take place in time for the 1982 elections, and Republicans paid dearly. But certainly public opinion changed enough that he won resoundingly in the 1984 elections. Now, fast forward ahead to today. As the president made very clear in his remarks, he signed it immediately. In fact, he signed it yesterday before he left for Florida for the holidays, and it will take effect on January 1st. So the coming midterm elections will be a true referendum on just whether people can change their minds about something. For now, I have to fault the president that he hasn't done a good job of salesmanship, nor has his party. The comments by Senators Perdue and Toomey at the White House on Thursday were a better effort than this reporter has seen from anyone hawking the tax and reform package who works in the White House. Let's see what happens next.
So let's talk about the Democratic talking points, John. Not one Democratic vote in the House or the Senate for the tax cuts. They continue to talk about Robert Mueller, even though Sarah Huckabee Sanders says every day the president is not going to fire him. Even Senator Warner, end of the week, is talking about the warning against Donald Trump not to fire Robert Mueller. Do Democrats have anything else to talk about besides naysaying on tax cuts and trying to alarm everybody about a firing of Robert Mueller that probably won't happen?
Well, it's becoming very clear to me that the Me Too campaign about male bosses who have sexually harassed female employees, be they in Hollywood or Washington, D.C., or on Wall Street, is something that Democrats are hoping very dearly to benefit from in terms of getting the female vote in the next elections. The problem with that is that very few, if any, Republicans have been caught up in this. In terms of politics, we've seen John Conyers of Michigan, Al Franken of Minnesota in the Senate, go down. One Republican, Blake Farenthold of Texas, has left office over his behavior, and the scandal is not yielding any partisan benefits so far. Whether it has legs and continues till next November is very questionable at this point. But my feeling is that whenever a political party is low, some issue or some individual will emerge from the ashes and lead them. And we certainly saw this with Bill Clinton when he came out of nowhere to win the 1992 elections. We saw it with Barack Obama when he upset the longtime favorite Hillary Clinton for nomination in 2008. We'll see if there's a Clinton or an Obama in the party's future. Right now, doesn't look too promising.
7:16 Saturday morning update. We will continue our conversation with John Gizzi right after a quick check of the traffic and the weather. James Stanley over in the traffic center. James?
Yeah, Rick, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Relatively slow start to a Saturday holiday weekend morning. Southbound on 270, right around 370 over to about Shady Grove. We're seeing a little bit of a delay through there. That's a crash. They're working now on getting it picked up. It's just a minor fender bender. 370, the eastbound ramp to get onto southbound 270. Getting aware there's an accident through there. A couple of cars involved in this. There could be some injuries. We're checking now to see how extensive, but a couple of emergency vehicles there on the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for rain today with a high temperature of 63. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 44. Sunshine on Monday will be up around 37 for Christmas Day. Tuesday, look for a high of 40. Wednesday will be partly cloudy with a high of 33. 49 now in Washington, heading to 63. And we're at 717 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Nice to have you with us on the Saturday morning update. We are continuing our conversation with John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent at Newsmax and also the chief political columnist. Now that Roy Moore is not going to be on the Senate floor for the Republicans, do they have the opportunity to take just an aggressive role in the support of the Me Too movement so they don't let the Democrats get the high ground on it?
Well, they certainly have the opportunity, because remember, any of these charges will be investigated by the Senate Ethics Committee. Had Roy Moore emerged triumphant in the Alabama race, first thing that would have happened once he took the oath of office was a formal investigation by the Ethics Committee. Now, with Republicans controlling the majority in the Senate, they'll determine the membership on this particular committee, and it will be a Republican chairman who has the findings. At the same time, one has got to realize that there is a risk in going too far with the Me Too movement. And that is, very simply, that do we want to lose due process? Are we simply going to take the word of one person about someone else, sometimes with a period of time passing that defies any statute of limitations, and say, we, the individual, are judge, jury, and executioner, and this person should not be in public office? Put another way, when Al Franken won his last election, he had the votes of 2 million people. When he decided to resign, 30 of his colleagues, all Democrats, signed letters or made statements calling on him to go. If that continues, then due process will go down the circular file immediately, and a lot of people are going to be in trouble on the words of some who don't tell the truth.
John, of course, a lot of attention paid to Senator John McCain's health recently, but what about Thad Cochran? Of course, there were the question marks about whether he'd be able to make the vote for the tax cuts.
As members of Congress were leaving, that's what the speculation was on Capitol Hill, that Cochran, who came to the House in 1972, and I remember his election, went on to become Mississippi's first Republican senator since Reconstruction in 1978, will, after a long time in office, call it quits soon. His health is failing. He was absent from the Senate often because of a urinary tract infection. And in his last campaign, he barely staved off a spirited young primary challenger. If he goes, it'll be very interesting what happens next. Republican Governor Phil Bryant will almost certainly appoint a member of his own party, probably someone more conservative than Senator Cochran. On the other hand, Mississippi is unique in that it's the only state in the Union that has never had a woman governor, senator, or U.S. representative. So the attention heightens on whether Governor Bryant would like to make history. We'll certainly find out. One final thing. I didn't always agree with Senator Cochran on different matters. He was a true gentleman, and he was an Eagle Scout, and I saw him honored by the Boy Scouts of America for his work. He was a teacher who always listened to students and was very popular with them, and he was someone who always had time for colleagues of both parties in any persuasion. When he was down and it looked like he was going to lose, Democrats, black and white, crossed over in large numbers to vote for him. Why? Because they remember the very personal contact he gave them in trying to get their Social Security straightened out or get their lives untangled by the maw of the bureaucracy. Again, Thad Cochran was someone I didn't always agree with. I'd have to agree with most of my friends in Mississippi that the last campaign should have been his swan song, but he instead chose the last hurrah. He'll be remembered as an historic figure in his state politics, and most importantly, a true gentleman of the Senate.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Have a very Merry Christmas, John.
And a Happy New Year.
722 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Steve Burns. Get the latest on that Virginia House of Delegates situation. Wow, which way is that going in 2018?
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with more seller success stories courtesy of my trusted friends and realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Success happens when you choose the right realtor to sell your home, and Debbie and Sarah are top performers, ranked one of the top real estate agents in the D.C. area. Debbie and Sarah sold over 400 homes last year alone and will sell your home guaranteed at a price acceptable to you in writing. The Reynolds team has over 5,500 exclusive ready buyers who are looking to buy right now. Your home will sell faster and for top dollar. Debbie and Sarah took all the stress out for Shannon and handled all the details selling her beautiful Manassas home. Wow, they went under contract in just one day for $13,000 over the asking price. Guaranteed sold, ready buyers, netting more dollars on average, and selling your home faster. All the reasons why hundreds of families chose Debbie and Sarah Reynolds to sell their home and why you should too. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
7:23 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL, and a Merry Christmas weekend to you. Well, the Virginia legislature is a sort of a toss-up right now. Steve Burns is here to take us through the very latest. Now, Steve, during the week, I heard that Shelby Simons was doing the victory dance,
yes,
the Democrat, because she had won by one vote.
Yes.
Well, what happened to that one vote?
That one vote actually ended even. And saying the House of Delegates is a toss-up right now is an understatement. This race is a toss-up, and that leaves the House of Delegates as a toss-up. To bring you back here, this is the 98th House District down in Newport News. And the race ended on Election Day with the Republican David Yancey up by 10 votes. That's a slim margin right there. They did the recount on Monday, and that recount ended with the Democrat Shelley Simons up by one vote. Then it was brought to a three-judge panel to certify, and the Republican camp came back and said, hey, there's this one ballot here that was tossed out in the recount. We think it should have counted for us. And that one ballot had both bubbles filled in, but there was a line through the Democrats' bubble. And
wow.
Republicans argued that should count as a vote for the Republican, David Yancey. The judge panel agreed, and that race ended in a tie, 11,608 to 11,608, which is just mind-blowing, especially given the fact that control of the House of Delegates, which party controls the House, hinges on this race. It's just unbelievable.
Well, as they say, every vote
counts.
Yes.
I didn't bring a calculator with enough zeros on it to figure out what one vote out of 11,608 is on a percentage basis, but that's amazing.
I know there were the newspaper down in Newport News that actually talked to a few potential voters who decided they were a bit too busy to vote on election day. They had some regrets, to say the least.
That'll teach you. So what happens? They bring in an NFL ref with a coin toss or what? What do they do next?
Yeah, basically. They've scheduled this for this coming Wednesday, the 27th. They will essentially be picking names out of a bowl down in Richmond to decide the winner, which then decides whether the House is tied 50-50 or whether Republicans have a 51-49 advantage. It's just unbelievable.
I, for some reason, for all of this to end up in the bottom of the barrel like that, in a bowl, I would think there would be a better way to go about this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Another recount, maybe?
Well, that's the thing. Whoever loses this random drawing by Virginia code, I looked at it this week. It says right there, whoever loses this can then request another recount. So we could be at this all over again.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would think that they'll make that request. Okay, so the ceremonial bowl drawing is coming up.
Is Wednesday. And I should point out also there's the 28th House district where that's still kind of up in the air too, where the Republican Bob Thomas is ahead by 70-something votes after the recount this past week. Elections officials there in Fredericksburg and Stafford County have confirmed that almost 150 voters were given the wrong ballot in that race. And that's within...
Oops.
That's within the number of voters that is between the two candidates. So Democrats want a new election there, too. Virginia politics right now is an adventure.
Absolutely. All politics right now is an adventure.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing, and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
Hi, it's Chris Plant, and I want to personally invite you to join us at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve Gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. 2018 is just around the corner, so book your party package now before they sell out. You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package today at WMAL.com/New Year.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
.728 Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Coming up in the next half hour, we will talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we'll get his read on a lot of things that are going on the national security front. Of course, the foiled terror attempt that was scheduled for Christmas Day. We'll find out more on what's behind that. Also, we're going to talk with him about ISIS, the decline of ISIS in the past year. That's something we're not hearing too much about in the news, but we'll find out more from Tony on that. Comments made by General McMaster this week and the U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, making some comments at the U.N. that raised some eyebrows globally. We'll talk about it all coming up with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer.
This is such a blow to investors. You know, right now, breaking news, stocks all around the world. We're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. The UN Security Council is approving a new set of sanctions against North Korea. The international community is putting more of a squeeze on the North to try to halt their nuclear missile program.
On Thursday, the General Assembly was united in opposition to the U.S. Yesterday, the members of the Security Council backed up the United States as they voted unanimously to approve a new set of sanctions against North Korea.
We have leveled an unprecedented response.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley described how this tightens an economic noose around the regime.
Today's resolution achieves an 89% total reduction of the Kim regime's ability to import gasoline, diesel, and other refined products.
It's the third time this year that the Security Council placed sanctions on North Korea. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Police in Montgomery County say they had to pull over an allegedly drunk driver early Friday morning that had a traffic sign sticking through his windshield. The driver on the ICC hit the sign indicating a curve was coming when he drove onto the median. The sign pierced his windshield, but apparently didn't hit the driver. An officer tried to pull the car over, but he kept going, leading the officer down the highway till he took an exit and finally came to a stop. That driver charged with DUI. And this Christmas, if you're in certain states, that wreath might not be made out of what you think.
Gift-giving has long been a part of marijuana culture, and the drug's newly legal status is a source of Yuletide joy in four states. Voters in California, Nevada, Maine, and Massachusetts voted to legalize recreational marijuana last year, and some residents of those states will legally stuff stockings with spliffs for the first time this Christmas. Some are saying homegrown marijuana is a popular gift because it's still not legal to purchase weed in many jurisdictions where it is legal to grow it, use it, and give it away. I'm Mike Kremitas.
Sports. The Caps fall to Arizona 3-2 in overtime. They're in Vegas tonight. The Wizards blown out in Brooklyn 119-84. All right, back home for Orlando tonight. Traffic and weather's next.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word YOU to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text YOUTH to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text YOUTH to 42424.
7:33, now we get the latest from James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yes, Steve, just getting word of a couple of new problems to tell you about through Virginia. The first on 66 eastbound, right after Highway 123. It's a right shoulder crash. No major delay on the main lanes, but onlooker delays reportedly through here. Virginia 395 northbound, right before the 14th Street Bridge. We've got a right lane taken out. That's a two-car crash. Still have some delays through Maryland, 270 southbound, right at 370 to about Shady Grove. Accident there on the right shoulder. And another in the clearing stages on the eastbound 370 lanes, right at the southbound 270 on-ramp. Wrecker just showing up on the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain most of the day today into the mid-60s for a high. Clearing out tonight down to the mid-30s. Tomorrow looks mostly cloudy into the mid-40s. We're at 50 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Risks and disclosures. Message and data rates may apply. This is not tax or legal advice. Please speak to your CPA and attorney before investing. Accredited investors only. Real estate has no guarantees for income or appreciation, and a complete loss of principal is possible. Securities offered through WealthForge Securities, LLC, a member FINRA SIPC.
Are you thinking of a 1031 exchange? Tired of managing your own rental property and dealing with tenants, toilets, and trash? Want to defer your taxes on the sale of appreciated real estate? Hi, I'm Dwight Kay, CEO of Kay Properties and Investments, and we specialize in 1031 exchange replacement properties, triple net, DST, and TIC. We help investors nationwide, and I want to help you too. In fact, I'll send you a free copy of my book on 1031 exchanges, how they work, things to look out for, and strategies others may not know. Plus, I'll send you a list of currently available 1031 properties, also for free.
For your free 1031 exchange book and free property list, just text the word CHANGE to 543-543 now. It's a free book and a free list with no obligations to you. Again, text CHANGE to 543-543. CHANGE to 543-543.
Are you looking to get out of your timeshare with a 100% guarantee? I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. We have helped thousands of timeshare owners get out of their timeshare legally and ethically. We have an excellent track record, and we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call us today for a free consultation at 855-551-7066 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com at 855-551-7066 or LoneStarTransfer.com. We will help you today.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches. In the green box with a blue wave.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-919-5669. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-919-5669. That's 1-800-919-5669. 1-800-919-5669.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
As we inch ever closer to Christmas, it is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined this morning by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is a CIA-trained intel operative, Vice President for Strategic Initiatives and Operations at the London Center for Policy Research, and has something else very impressive on the resume, which we will talk about very shortly, involving the National Geographic Channel. But first off, Tony, great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
Plenty to talk about. Let's start with the UN. Now, the United Nations took a vote on Thursday declaring President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital null and void, and a very strong response from the administration, and basically the president saying, well, we can save some money if that's the way they feel about it, and we will be taking names. Now, nobody seemed to have pointed out in the mainstream media, 35 nations abstained from the vote, 21 nations didn't show up for the vote, so there's 56 that probably aren't on the hit list. But what's the significance of all of that in the big picture?
Well, and Canada abstain too, so we don't have to invade Canada. So, but yes, look, to your point, Rick, a lot of nations didn't want to participate because I think they saw the folly of it. And frankly, I understand and agree with our position. Who is the UN to tell us where to put our embassies? Come on. So I think this is something that's not going to go away. So it was, I think, childish, pedantic by these other nations. But it does show kind of the folly of the UN. The UN has become kind of this high school level place you show up and express your unhappiness about things you don't like. And I think it's one of those situations which at the same time, you know, as you point out, there's other things they do fairly lucid. They did take the North Korea vote. They did vote, at least the National Security Council, for more sanctions. So it's a mixed bag with the UN, but I'm one of those, Morning Joe. I would have supported Joe on the idea of getting rid of the UN at one point, but of course he's now flip-flopping on that, attacking Nikki Haley. But so Joe Scarborough, I think, is all over the map on this, but I think that we should look at moving past the UN if they can't be an adult organization.
And it was interesting, the United Nations did take that additional sanctions vote, and that was 15-0 on additional sanctions against North Korea, which included the reduction in oil imports. So, kind of a mixed bag at the UN this week.
Right. And remember, that was the National Security Council, which is probably the most lucid body of the UN. Everything else is a bit shaky.
All right. I want to turn to pick an investigation. We could talk about the Mueller investigation. We could talk about Project Cassandra, which involves Hezbollah and the Obama administration and Iran. We could talk about the investigation now into the FBI's Peter Strzok and Bruce Ohr and some of the other activity at the FBI. That's a couple of them. There are more.
Yeah, well, we'll start with Hezbollah, which is, always a cheery subject for this time of year and the holidays, you know. I think the Hezbollah thing went, Rick, to the Operation Cassandra was something the DEA was actually conducting an international investigation looking at a number of aspects of drug dealing. And for those who have not been paying close attention to it, the basic contention is, and this has been what has been bounced around, is that President Obama personally was involved in finding ways to derail this investigation. And this is huge if it's true. And the controversial point about everything going on is that, you know, the anonymous sources again. So, you know, I'm always skeptical of anonymous sources, and that's where I think everybody would agree. Whoever is the source needs to come forward and fill in the pieces. But if true, this is explosive. And notably, this would have been done, according to the source, to protect President Obama's efforts to get the Iran deal, the nuclear deal, in place. And, what's frightening here, Rick, if it's true, is that you see a sitting president actively participating in what I would describe as undermining of national security to the level of where I think it's almost treason. You cannot have a president personally deciding that I want my legacy to be just so, and we're going to let the Iranians get away with dealing drugs. And last time I checked, Rick, I think you're probably backing me up on this. We have an opioid crisis on the streets of America.
Yeah.
So when you look at it from the perspective of what in the heck were you thinking, this could be very serious, and clearly the DOJ is taking it seriously. They're opening an investigation into the interference, so I think it's something we need to continue to monitor.
Well, there's an interesting article if you want to read up on it. It's Josh Meyer, Politico investigation, for anybody listening that would like more details.
Yeah.
And it explains how they spent 8 years at a top-secret DEA facility here in Chantilly. They used wiretaps, undercover operations, informants, helping to map Hezbollah's illicit networks with the help of 30 U.S. and foreign security agencies. And the agents traced the conspiracy, they believed, to the innermost circle of Hezbollah and its state sponsors in Iran. Wow.
Yeah. So, Rick, to your point, if you got a president saying, I'm not interested, we got a problem. And if you got a problem, a president who was actually going beyond saying we're not interested to the point of where it's interfering, you know, why even show up? But yes, that's the thing. It's like this was a prime effort by the DEA to do its job. And as much as most federal bureaucracies have been criticized for not doing enough, this is one where it sounds like they were actually where they were supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to do, at the very heart of going after the Iranians, and they were interfered with. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out over the next few weeks.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, check the traffic and weather, and then I want to talk to you more on what's going on some of the other investigations, including the Mueller investigation and all of the hearings that have been held recently on the FBI's upper management levels. That's coming up next. But first, James Stanley's over in the traffic center. James.
Hey, Rick. Yeah, still seeing some delays this morning through Virginia. A couple of Frolins we mentioned a moment ago, but 395 northbound just before 14th Street Bridge. We've got a little accident there, minor fender bender. It's off on the right shoulder. A couple of cars involved in that. Looks like they're exchanging information. They should be on their way soon. 66 eastbound just past Virginia 123. Right shoulder blocked. That's a crash. Main lanes are moving okay. And still seeing a little bit of a backup on 370 eastbound. The ramp to get onto southbound 270. That's a two-car crash over on the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel 4. Forecast.
For today, we're looking for rain with a high of 63. Cools down tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 44. Sunshine for Christmas Day with a high of 37. Clouds on Tuesday and Wednesday with the highs in the upper 30s. Right now in Washington, 49 degrees. We're heading to 63, and it's now 7:45 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And, Tony, let's take a quick look at the Mueller investigation. Some are saying that it will be wrapped up soon. Others are saying it will continue through 2018. I would imagine some would like it to continue at least through Election Day of 2018. What are you hearing on the latest developments there?
Well, clearly there is conflict within, the context of who says, as like both sides have kind of staked out their positions. And I think... it's really amazing, Rick. There's not a lot more I think you can go after. Look, remember, Mike Flynn was going to be a big thing, and nothing's come of that. There's talking about all these other things, these secondary effects, and nothing's come of it. So just as an observer with no role in it, to me, it's time to shut it down. I mean, it's not going anywhere. There's no there. With that said, this is Washington, so... you can easily cram a week's work worth of work into a year. And so this is probably going to go on another year at least based on just the momentum of the effort within the context of trying to do something. And unfortunately, it's just going to go on and on.
Let's turn to Peter Strzok and Bruce Orr. Of course, Bruce Orr, the former Associate Deputy Attorney General. He was demoted, but his wife worked at Fusion GPS. He right. had undisclosed meetings with Fusion GPS. My goodness. Where's the uproar on that?
Well, this is another situation. I think we have so many things to be looking at, it's hard to focus on. This is another really large piece of wrongdoing by the former Obama FBI. And it's peculiar that Strzok has been removed. And I think, if I was with Trey Gowdy, that guy ought to be fired based on everything we now know. And let me be clear on something that the media is not picking up on. This is like Watergate on steroids. Instead of having G. Gordon Liddy supervising a small band of guys going out and doing a break-in, we're talking about a guy named McCabe essentially being the evil puppet master behind the scenes from his office at the FBI, pulling all the strings. So this is something that we cannot as a people permit to stand. You cannot have a federal bureaucracy with the power and scope of the FBI deciding we don't like a presidential candidate, we're going to go all in for the other one, or vice versa. There's just no way you can have that level of corruption. And that's what I think we're starting to see here.
All right, I want to turn to the San Francisco situation now. Yeah. A proposed terror attack has been thwarted.
Right.
Now, this is a former U.S. Marine, ended up talking with an undercover FBI employee. Tell us a little more about this investigation.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we're trying to find out all the details right now of this guy. He, Jameson liked and loved posts which were pro-ISIS, which was an indicator. And this guy, unfortunately, was a former Marine. He wanted to use explosives, where people were being funneled to cause maximum conflict. This guy was thinking it through. So essentially, the FBI was able to talk to the guy. He was basically in contact with folks who turned out to be FBI agents. And, you know, he was hot, thank goodness. But it was through his telegraphing of his interests of ISIS online, which, you know, kind of got him to, brought him to the attention of the FBI, which was good. But the bad thing is that this guy was actually contemplating, you know, detailed killing. And he had some level of skill because he was a former Marine. So this is something we have to pay attention to. If there's one, there's probably more.
Well, it's interesting because what we're hearing, it seems as though he's become radicalized.
Yes.
It's scary when, you know, you've got a former U.S. Marine that is becoming radicalized.
No doubt.
And, you know, we were being a little critical of, you know, Bruce Orr and Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe, but hats off to the rank and file at the FBI for breaking up this guy's attempted attack.
Rick,
you know?
That's important to point out. I mean, a lot. You know, I saw Willie Geist tweeting out that, this is from an FBI, which has been questioned. It's like, no, the line officers, the field agents of the FBI not being questioned regarding their integrity and capability, it's only the senior leadership who has decided to take a political position. That's the issue, and there's a great distinction there to be made.
Absolutely. Definitely want to make that delineation. Very interesting program is coming up on the National Geographic Channel. It is called The Chain of Command and begins airing on January 15th. It's a series, and Tony, you are an executive producer of the series, and this is going to be fascinating on ISIS. Tell us about it.
Well, thanks. Yeah, no, this is a new thing for me, new endeavor, and I was asked by Nat Geo about 2 years ago to help him put together a series that shows how the Pentagon fights. It's never been done. It's going to show, Rick, especially in this town, you know, where it's hard to get into certain places, how the Pentagon fights from the top of the food chain, from the president and the National Security Council to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, all the way down to missions being executed on the ground. We show it in great detail. It's never been done to show, you know, in real time how decisions are processed, how orders are set, and how people execute missions. And so it premieres on the 15th of January. It's going to be, they say, people use the word groundbreaking all the time, but this is going to be actually this is going to be groundbreaking. And I'm very proud to be part of it, and I think people are going to very much enjoy and appreciate how we've taken a very bureaucratic and ugly-looking process and put a human face to it to show how people actually do it. So I think it'll be good.
And you're going to take us to the front lines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Let me tell you a little bit behind baseball. The Nat Geo camera crew filming this was actually under fire by ISIS drones with hand grenades during the time they were filming this. That's how close they were to the troops. So, yeah, no, you're going to be right there on the front line.
Wow. And it premieres, what, January 15th?
Right, yeah, January 15th. And it'll be running through the spring. And I get a pretty good feeling of probably seeing it into the fall as well. So,
Chain of Command on the National Geographic Channel. Well, Tony, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Congratulations
sure.
on success. That's great. That's
right.
And wow. You know, to really get an understanding of how it all works and how we go about this, really looking forward to that.
Chain of Command.
Excellent.
Thanks for having me on.
And you have a very Merry Christmas. Thank you.
You too.
All righty.
Thank you.
7:52 now, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Stuck for a gift? Stick around.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you're just days away from joining me at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tysons Corner. Do you have your tickets yet? You're going to get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package now before they sell out at WMAL.com/New Year. That's WMAL.com/New Year.
Book your package today.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
Risks and disclosures. Message and data rates may apply. This is not tax or legal advice. Please speak to your CPA and attorney before investing. Accredited investors only. Real estate has no guarantees for income or appreciation, and a complete loss of principal is possible. Securities offered through WealthForge Securities, LLC, a member FINRA SIPC.
Are you thinking of a 1031 exchange? Tired of managing your own rental property and dealing with tenants, toilets, and trash? Want to defer your taxes on the sale of appreciated real estate? Hi, I'm Dwight Kay, CEO of Kay Properties and Investments, and we specialize in 1031 exchange replacement properties, triple net, DST, and TIC. We help investors nationwide, and I want to help you too. In fact, I'll send you a free copy of my book on 1031 exchanges, how they work, things to look out for, and strategies others may not know. Plus, I'll send you a list of currently available 1031 properties, also for free.
For your free 1031 exchange book and free property list, just text the word CHANGE to 543-543 now. It's a free book and a free list with no obligations to you. Again, text CHANGE to 543-543. CHANGE to 543-543.
If your business depends on commercial vehicles, then you deserve the best automotive partner in the DMV. Century Ford of Mount Airy has been keeping businesses rolling for years. Literally. Hi, I'm Joe DeGiorgi, managing partner of Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century is a Ford commercial vehicle center trained specifically to sell and service Ford commercial vehicles to get any job done. Mike Allen and John Priest have well over 60 years of collective experience in commercial vehicle sales and service and can configure your next commercial vehicle to your specific needs. Century offers the area's largest selection of commercial trucks, vans, and any size or configuration. From the new Ford F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups to the really big boys like the Ford F-750 chassis cab or a new transit van to help you run your business. Just a scenic short drive in the heart of Mount Airy, Maryland. Stop by Century Ford of Mount Airy or check out our website at centuryford.com. Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century delivers commercial vehicles.
I agree with that.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Totally disagree.
Washington's Mall.
WMAM.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Clock is ticking. Christmas morning is about 48 hours away. How you doing on the holiday gift giving? Well, I waited till the last minute on Amazon because, wow, I had 3 days left and Amazon Prime delivers in 2 days, so I figure I'm covered. Well, when I started shopping, of course, everything I wanted, they were out of the size or couldn't get it until the day after Christmas. I mean, there were about four things that wouldn't have come until the day after Christmas. Now, why do they say two-day shopping and you still got 3 days left for your holiday shopping and I couldn't get the stuff until after Christmas? Well, for those of you that still are hunting, there are a few things that are available either in stores or you can still get on Amazon, believe it or not. So if you haven't been able to find exactly what's on somebody's list but you need something for them, you can start on the low end. How about an external battery for a cell phone? You know, people that run out of cell phone juice. You ever talking to your significant other and the phone dies? Well, get them a good external battery. There's a website, Wirecutter, that has a lot of information on external batteries. And they also suggest a 6-foot charging cable. Now, that sounds kind of basic, but do you put your phone on the nightstand and charge your phone overnight, and you've got like a 3-foot cable and you can't get it up to your ear when the thing's on the nightstand? Well, get a 6-foot charging cable, you're covered. That's kind of safe for anybody. There are some great new travel mugs out there, including the Zojirushi stainless steel travel mug, which the New York Times highly recommends. Wireless headphones, if people you know in the family or significant other has headphones and they're still wired, you're pretty safe bet they would enjoy wireless headphones. Now, here's something cool you can get on Amazon, and it's actually on sale this morning, and they say you can get it in time for Christmas, and that is a converter that you can convert slides, film, any film size pretty much. They've got adapters for 110, 126, 35 millimeter, even 8 millimeter films. You can convert all the old film stuff you have to digital. So you can get JPEGs made from your prints, made into prints if you want. But any old slides you have or any old negatives, you can have them converted in the all-in-one film and slide converter. And it's called the Jumble.
That's J-U-M-B-L without the E. You will find it on sale at Amazon this morning. So that's something that's kind of a safe bet for family members that would have those family memories that they would like to convert over. So there's just a handful of ideas, and the Wall Street Journal reporting that the retail stores are going to see a surge this weekend because so many things you cannot get anymore online. Most of the big retail stores, 24 hours, like Walmart staying open 24 hours, Toys R Us staying open 24 hours between now and Christmas. So still got some time, and there's a few ideas that are pretty safe bets that pretty much anybody could enjoy. And that's going to do it for us for the Saturday morning update. On behalf of Jane Houghton and our producer, Jeff Wolf, our technician, we thank you all for a great year in 2017. Wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, and we'll look forward to seeing you on New Year's Eve weekend.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk.